One, welcome to the City Council meeting for June 18th. I'd like to welcome everyone here and call to order this meeting with an invocation and pledge of allegiance led by Pastor Andrew Karsrud of the Young Life Ministries. If you'd all rise, please.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. I thank you, Lord, for just the blessing that we get to live in this community. We thank you that you have given us just the people to serve. And Lord, I pray for everybody up front here as they serve us, that you would give them wisdom. Thank you for their just selflessness to serve and to give time that is beyond and above what others do. And Lord, I just want to ask your blessing in their lives. Father, I pray that you would give them just the mind of this community, that they would always remember that they serve a group of people, a large group of people. And I know, Lord, that their hearts are to do well and to do their best for us. And Lord, I just pray you continue to give them wisdom in that. Father, bless this time and this meeting. We pray, Lord, that your will be done and your kingdom come in this time. In Jesus' name, amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with justice for all. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor Karsrud. I would now entertain a motion for the approval of the general agenda.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Karsrud made the motion. Councilman Montgomery seconded it. Is there any discussion?
Oh. Madam Mayor, I move to amend the general agenda to remove item H1J regarding the annexation from the general agenda and from consideration.
I'll second that.
Montgomery made the motion and Councilman Karsrud seconded to amend the agenda. Is there any discussion on that? Seeing none, we will vote on the amendment, on removing the amendment. Thank you. Now we're back on the amended agenda. Is there any other discussion? Seeing none, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 7 yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to the consent agenda. All items listed will be enacted by one motion unless a request is made for discussion by any member of the audience or council. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Councilman McClellan made the motion and Councilman Neary seconded it. Is there any discussion? Discussion, seeing none, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 7 yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to conflict claims. The first one is for Councilmember Karsrud.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Brown made the motion. Councilman McClellan seconded. Is there any discussion? Discussion, seeing none, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 6 yeas and 1 abstention by Councilman Karsrud.
Thank you. The next conflict is for myself. Do I have a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Karsrud made the motion. Councilman Brown seconded it. Is there any discussion? Discussion, seeing none, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 6 yeas and 1 abstention by yourself.
Thank you. That takes us to comments. First of all, council comments. Councilman Karsrud.
Yeah, Madam Mayor, thank you. I just want to remind everybody that this Friday and Saturday, June 21st and 22nd, the Donkey Creek Festival will be in Gillette It's a great time. It's something that you don't want to miss. It's free, which is really cool. And I see on here a number of local groups and bands, Friday and Saturday both, so that's always exciting. And we brought some really cool bands in also, and I see on the back also laser tag, fun on the go. Of course, the art vendors are always fun, and the food's fabulous, so come ready to eat. So,
thank you. Anyone else from the council? Written comments?
Madam Mayor, the clerk's office received financial disclosure statements from the mayor and council, city administrator, finance director, and city clerk.
Thank you. Public comments? So now this is one of our ceremonies that we enjoy attending, and it is a life-saving award. So if the council would join me in front of the dais, please.
Madam Mayor, Council, we have the opportunity and the pleasure of presenting two of our officers with a life-saving award this evening. So I would invite Officer Jamison Norlander and Officer Ben Squires to join me, please. Thank you. On January 19th, 2019, at approximately 7:49 a.m., Officer Jamison Norlander and Officer Ben Squires were dispatched to an apartment in the 4J subdivision here in Gillette. It was a reference to a male that had hung himself. The male victim had been discovered by others in the apartment building and cut down prior to our officers arriving. Officer Squires and Norlander both arrived within 3 minutes of being dispatched. Officer Squires assessed the male and discovered he had no pulse and he had agonal breathing. He immediately began CPR while Officer Norlander prepared an AED. After several rounds of CPR, the AED was attached, but advised for no shock. The officers continued CPR for several minutes until EMS arrived. The male was transported to the emergency room and later transported by Life Flight to Casper for further treatment. The officer's quick response, rapid assessment of the victim's condition, and skill in administering life-saving measures led to saving the male's life and his eventual full recovery. For those who don't know or haven't seen before, the Gillette Police Department's life-saving award is a medal with a red bar that the officer can wear on his uniform directly above his nameplate. In all seriousness, I would highly recommend everybody keep Officer Norlander's phone number pre-programmed. This is his fourth life-saving award for the department. So, with that, I'd like to present this. Additionally, this is Officer Ben Squire's second life-saving award. So he will be receiving a red bar that has a star on it to indicate that he's received this award more than once. Ben, congratulations.
Thank you so much, Officer Norlander and Squires. It is quite the honor for us to be here to watch you get your richly deserved award. So thank you for all you do for us.
Madam Mayor, I'd also, to the officers in the back, thank you for your support and your continued service as well.
Okay, we will continue with unfinished business. We don't have any ordinances second reading. We do have ordinance third reading 2A.
An ordinance to amend Chapter 3, Section 3-36D of the Gillette City Code to change the fee for a catering and malt beverage permit to $50.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Carswood made the motion. Councilman McClellan seconded it. Is there any discussion for the third reading? Seeing none, Council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 7 yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to B.
An ordinance to amend the district zoning map of the City of Gillette, Wyoming for a parcel located in the south half of the northeast quarter of Section 24, Township 50 North, Range 72 West of the 6th Principal Meridian, City of Gillette, Wyoming, from MH Mobile Home District to C3 Business and Service District, subject to all planning requirements.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Cleland made the motion, and was that Councilman Lundvall made the second? Is there anyone here who'd like to speak on this for the third reading? No? Okay. Any discussion from Council? All right. Thank you. Everybody vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 7 yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to C.
An ordinance confirming the assessment role for the City of Gillette, Wyoming, Special Improvement District Number 52, assessing the cost of construction of the improvements against the lots and parcels of land included within the district, prescribing the manner for collection and payment of assessments, and providing for the notice of payment of assessments.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Brown made the motion and Councilman Montgomery seconded it. Is there any discussion? Discussion seeing none, Council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 7 yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to new business 1A.
Council consideration for the extension of the serving area for Montgomery Bar to include a 20-foot by 30-foot fenced patio on the west side of the building.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Carswood made the motion. Councilman Montgomery seconded it. Is there a map or anything? No. Okay. You want to discuss this very briefly, please?
Yes, Madam Mayor, Council. This is for the west side of the Montgomery Bar. That is the back parking lot. The area is approximately 20 foot by 30 foot. The plans currently are to put in a 6 foot high panels or other fence to control access to the outside serving area, outside area. Would be through the bar itself. This is not intended to serve drinks out in that area. Rather, it is just additional seating in the outside. The time of operation is anticipated to be June through September, so it's a summer, early fall operation.
It's just temporary. Okay. Any questions on this? Anyone here want to speak to this? Okay. Council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 6 in favor and Councilman Brown voting against, or abstaining.
Abstaining,
sorry.
Thank you. That takes us to 1B.
Oh, wrong one. Council consideration for the approval of a catering permit for June 22, 2019 from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. located within the fenced area behind the Fireside Lounge for a charity benefit that will include outdoor music requested by Fireside Enterprise, LLC.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Brown made the motion and Councilman Lundvall seconded it. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, Council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 7 yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to C.
Council consideration for the approval of a parade permit for Saturday, June 22, 2019, from 1 p.m. to 1:45 p.m. that will begin at the Camplex, travel north on Garner Lake Road, west on Warlow Drive, south and east on West 2nd Street, south on 4J Road, east on Lakeway Road, north on Butler Spaith Road, east on Box Elder Road, and return to the Camplex for a Christian Motorcycle Association national rally requested by Robert Welch.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Carsrud made the motion. Councilman Montgomery seconded it. I think they've done this before when they were in town, right?
Okay. Madam Mayor, that's correct.
Oh, is there someone here to speak to this? Okay, sure. Come on up. Oh, come on up to the podium, sir.
We had a similar parade in 2015 when we had the national rally.
And your name, sir?
Robert Welch.
Okay. And when did you say you had the parade before?
2015.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for bringing the convention back to Gillette.
Okay.
Madam Mayor, I have a quick question.
Okay.
What were your numbers in 2015, and what are you expecting this year?
For the whole thing? Or
well, I'm actually thinking the parade part.
I don't know exactly. I think it was just around 100 bikes, and who knows this year. I haven't been there yet. It started at 7 o'clock tonight. So
well, the weather's going to be great. So,
well, it's on Saturday. Might rain, so we'll see.
Okay. Well, thank you. And again, thanks for bringing the convention here.
Well, we had it, and they loved the venue, so it'll probably be back again.
Excellent. We appreciate it. Any other discussion? Seeing none, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 7 yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to D.
Council consideration for the approval of a catering permit for June 28, 2019 from 7 p.m. to midnight, located in the Mingles parking lot for the first summertime bash that will include outdoor music, requested by Mingles Lounge.
Move to approve.
Second.
Councilman Montgomery made the motion. Councilman Lindahl seconded it. I believe, I don't know how many this has been, but it's been a lot that they've done this.
Madam Mayor, they've done it for many years.
Okay. So if there's no questions and no one here to speak to it, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 7 yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to E.
Council consideration of a resolution authorizing the submission of an application for federal funding through the Transportation Alternatives Program administered by the Wyoming Department of Transportation for the purposes of the ADA Access and Pathways Master Plan Project. This is a 1% project.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman McClellan made the motion. Councilman Montgomery seconded it. And it is a 1% project, so Administrator Davidson, could you tell us about this?
Yes, Madam Mayor, Council, this is for the preparation of an ADA Access and Pathway Master Plan for the City of Gillette. The anticipated deadline to complete this project is January 2021. These are TAP funds, which is Transportation Alternative Programs. If Council will recall, this is an 80-20 split on funding. So the 80% shared by the federal government is $180,000. The city's contribution is $45,000. So this is, again, an opportunity to leverage 1% funds for the betterment of the community.
Okay. Thank you. Questions? Seeing none, Council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 7 yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to F.
Council consideration of a resolution to authorize the mayor to execute a third extension agreement between the City of Gillette, Wyoming and Spectrum Pacific West, LLC.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Brown made the motion and Councilman Neary seconded it. Could you tell us when it's extended to?
Yes, Madam Mayor, if I could. This is an extension of the current cable TV agreement with the City of Gillette. These agreements are generally in a 10-year block. We are in the process of an audit and review of operations, and as such, there's been a need to extend this a time or two. Currently, we're on the second extension, which currently we're operating under the second extension. We're going to need a third extension. That would approve this agreement until January 3rd of 2020.
Okay. Any questions? Comments? Seeing none, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with seven yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to G.
Council consideration of a bid award for the annual miscellaneous electrical service drops to Pro Electric Incorporated of Gillette, Wyoming.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Montgomery made the motion. Councilman McClellan seconded it. Any questions? Seeing none, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with seven yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to H.
Council consideration of a bid award for the 2019 General Drainage Project at Sage Bluffs Park to GW Construction in the amount of $332,231.50, a 1% project.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Montgomery made the motion. Councilman Brown seconded it, and it is a 1% project. So, Minister Davidson.
Madam Mayor, this is for upkeep of the Sage Bluffs Park. As you can see from the drainage here, we see standing water and the general condition where we're starting to see failure of this storm drainage. The project before you has a base bid as well as an alternative to not only improve this and update it, but also slightly change how water flows. Currently, we're starting to have issues where water is seeping through and there's failure of the system. The engineer's estimate for base bid as well as the alternate was $309,335. GW Construction is your parent low bidder at $332,231. While it is slightly above the engineer's estimate, the recommendation by staff is to go ahead and accept this bid.
And did you say there was another?
There was, Madam Mayor. Powder River Construction likewise bid both projects at $396,000, so almost $60,000
more. Okay. And do you know when the last time this was done?
Madam Mayor, I do not.
Probably not. Okay. Okay, thanks. Okay, any other questions on this drainage project? Seeing none, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with seven yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to I.
Council consideration for the acceptance of public improvements for the City Hall HVAC pad repair project installed by Ladkey Construction in the amount of $88,900.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Neary made the motion. Councilman McClellan seconded it. So this project's done?
That's correct, Madam Mayor. The council accepted the bid in February, and the project's been completed, and that is the new concrete that's been poured to move water away from this building.
Okay. Looks good. Okay, if there's no questions, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with seven yeas.
Thank you. There's no ordinances, first reading, or appointments. I'd like to open a public hearing to consider amendments to the Gillette City budget for fiscal year 2018-2019. Administrator Davidson, could you
tell
us?
Yes, Madam Mayor. Briefly. This is a resolution to approve the amendments to close out this fiscal year. This is your third budget amendment for this year and the final one. The total budgeted amount for the amendment is $3,838,030. Additional expenses offset by new revenue of $711,694. Application of designated funds is $1,622,370. and application of unassigned cash is $1,503,966.
Okay. Questions about the budget? Okay. I'll close the public hearing and go to the I-2.
Council consideration of a resolution to approve amendments to the Gillette City budget for fiscal year 2018-2019.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Brown made the motion. Councilman Lundahl seconded it. Or was that? I'm sorry. Oh, it was. Okay. Is there any discussion? Discussion? Seeing none, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 7 yeas.
Thank you. I'd like to open a public hearing to consider the Gillette City budget for fiscal year 2019-2020.
Madam Mayor, Council, before you this evening is the third and final reading of the 2019-2020 budget in the amount of $151,917,895. Of that sum, $7,010,114 is for the Madison Water Project. If I could, Madam Mayor, I'd like to thank Finance for their assistance in preparing the budget. The budget meets those requirements that the council had visited with on many, many work sessions, and we believe the budget is balanced according to Wyoming statute, and we're pleased to provide this to you for third reading.
Okay. And the council would also like to thank the staff and all of your departments for coming up with a nice budget and keeping the request down and within the budget. So thank you very much for that. Any other discussion? We'll close the public hearing and go to 4.
An ordinance providing for the annual appropriation of money for the maintenance of the City of Gillette, Wyoming for fiscal year 2019-2020.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Neary made the motion. Councilman Brown seconded it. This is our last reading on the budget. So there's a big crowd for you, Tim. So if there's no other discussion, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 7 yeas.
Thank you. I would entertain a motion to go into executive session on personnel requested by our HR director. Come on up. Sorry. I should not have rushed through that.
That's okay. Madam Mayor, council members, Clark Fairbanks with Youth Emergency Services. I missed the public comment on the budget. I'm just here to thank you, each of you, and your staff for your work on behalf of the funding for 1% funding for the Yes House. We couldn't do the work we do without your support and your staff's support. Served over 1,000 children last year. We're on trend to exceed that again this year. And so thank the public for supporting 1% money that supports children and families in our community. So thank you for the brief time. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Mr. Fairbanks, for the great job you do with our youth over at the Yes House. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. Back to, I would entertain a motion to go into executive session for personnel requested by our HR director. And Mr. Aguirre will be the only staff member there.
Madam Mayor, I'd like to make a motion. We go into executive on personnel.
Second.
Councilman Karsrud made the motion, and Councilman Lundahl seconded. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 7 yeas.
Thank you. We will meet upstairs on third floor. Thank you, everyone, for coming, and have a nice evening.